This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition, 5:09 p.m. This was a story, of course, before we get to some of our main stories, Uma, a news development that took place earlier today. Yeah. Television personality Datuk Mahathir Lokman passed away age 61 in the early hours of today. This was in Kota Kinabalu. His death was confirmed by his sister, Ida Lokman, who was reported to be on the way to KK to handle funeral arrangements and to bring home his remains to Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, Mahathir's cause of death is still unknown. He was previously admitted to the intensive care unit of the University of Malaya Medical Center. That was last September, I don't know if you remember, to receive treatment for high blood pressure and diabetes.
Yeah, and I guess looking back at his life and especially his professional career, and for those of us who have observed media in the past two or three decades, if you've worked in media, Mahathir began his broadcasting career in TV3 in 1984 and presenting news in Bahasa Malaysia and English.
Sultan Selangor juga bertitah mulai esok semua bendera yang dipasang bagi menyambut perayaan Jubli Perak.
That was, he was also a professional MC. It was evident, that it came something quite natural to him. He was MCing since he was a kid, reportedly from way back in his kindergarten days.
Yeah, so he was actually the face of TV3 when TV3 first launched, right?
Yeah. I mean, primetime was, Mahathir Lokman, it was Wanza Haradzi, these sort of iconic faces.
I was asking some of the younger journalists around the office, Melissa Idris from The Morning Run, a whole bunch of people, they were saying that because they grew up on Mahathir Lokman, a lot of them were inspired to pursue this career, to become newsreaders because of him. I mean, that was the kind of impact that he had on a certain generation. Mm-hmm. He also hosted entertainment programs such as Melody, the morning talk show, Scapo Siri.
I haven't heard Scapo Siri in a long time.
Those who knew him referred to him affectionately as Dale, and one of the many things he was known for was his knowledge of protocol and cultural etiquette.
Seorang pengacara mesti peka dengan penggunaan bahasa, penggunaan grammar atau nahwu yang baik, susun kata, tahu bahasa istana bila digunakan atau bahasa formal atau bahasa daily use, bahasa setiap hari, okay? Logat dan sebagainya. Kita tak boleh salah guna. Kalau macam acara istana atau acara formal, kita tak boleh gunakan bahasa sempoi. Tak boleh. So kita mesti tahu the audience, kita mesti tahu the surrounding.
Well, he set the bar and those standards, right, at these events. And he was a polyglot. He spoke BM, English. Of course, he would throw in a little bit of French every now and then.
Yeah.
He spoke Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, Japanese, Greek.
Inilah dia penyanyi yang tak asing lagi, Jimmy Plekat, dengan lagu populernya Anak Kampung, bahasa Inggeris. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Plekat with The Village Boy. Dalam bahasa Perancis, mesdames et messieurs, nous vous présentons une chanson de Malais, Un homme de village, par Jimmy Plekat. Dan dalam bahasa Spanyol, damas y caballeros, presentarles una canción especial de Jimmy Plekat, Un hombre de pueblo. Anak Kampung.
Hey, it used to be fantastic going to an event where he was emceeing, right?
Growing up and seeing somebody do their job to this level and just dropping, three, four languages on the run.
And you heard those accents? Those accents were pretty spot on.
It was hard not to be impressed.
Sometimes the introduction at events would take 20 minutes
because
he would go through it in like seven different languages.
And everybody's, looking at each other going, hey, he's doing really well. So his flair for languages, his father was previously the director of ITM. He also worked as an ambassador at the UN, which is how Mahathir got his exposure to the French language. He also sat on the board of directors for AFS Intercultural, which facilitates exchange programs with countries around the world.
Right. Now, we're going to cross over to TV personality Aswan Ali to get more insights into Mahathir's life and career. Aswan, it's such a pleasure having you on the evening edition. What was your relationship with the late Mahathir Lokman?
Oh, first of all, thank you, BFM. It's an honor. And I must extend my Al-Fatiha to... I didn't know that he passed away.
Right.
So I must say that a big shock to me. Because Aswan Ali is now known as Diva A. is very close to Bangdale. I didn't know that, you know, he's no longer with us.
And Azwan, how long was your relationship with him? How many decades did it span?
I think from the day he started TV3, and when I joined TV3, he's so humble. You know, he taught me a lot, and we are pretty close during those days. You know, I remember the day when Arwa Bangdel brought me and few celebrities like Zaki Anas and Paul to a lot of expensive coffee house around Kuala Lumpur. And I got myself being introduced to international dignitaries through him. And, of course, I remember everything that he taught me to become a very, awesome presenter. And I think it's a great loss to Malaysia.
Yeah.
You know, that we no longer have Mahathir Luqman. And I remember.
Azwan, you referred to him as your Tok Guru. I mean, what was his influence on your career?
Yeah, very true. Because while we were out for whatever, chatting and so on, he not simply, talking gossiping or nonsense, but he taught me a lot, especially on the protocol, you know, the do and don'ts when you conduct an MC in front of the Raja-Raja, the Majlis Raja-Raja. And I learned a lot from him. From the word mengumumkan keberangkatan tiba ke bawah duli yang maha mulia, even the Indonesia.
Yeah, it's a trademark sound, right?
No one can beat Bangdel Arwah Datuk Mahathir. No one, I must say that, because he's such a legend in this what they call that presenters glams and so on. And I think he's quite paired with another icon of mine that is. One Zaliharadi. So I think
that's right.
No one can beat these. I must say, no one can beat these two. You know, it's a great loss to Malaysian.
Azwan, I mean, a lot of us only knew him in a professional capacity. Did you see another side to Mahathir Luqman that perhaps many of us did not see it? And what was that like?
Yes, certainly. Because one thing about this Dato, you know, he was he's so humble all the way. Even his great sister, like Ida Luqman, the late mother, the father, you know, everybody was very nice to me, you know, when I went for the Rumah Terbuka and so on. And I remember the one that I can't forget for the rest of my life, when Arwah called me Muna. You know, that is the word to Azwan Ali. Hey, Muna. Something like that. So, you know, I feel like just yesterday that we just sat down together and laughed a lot of, nonsense, you know, and he likes to create jokes, you know, all the experience with Super Diva during those days, like Zaitun Sameon and so many.
Right.
Because Zaitun can whisper to Arwah and say, who's that anak ikan, you know, referring to me at the backstage of... while waiting for concert Sukarama and TV Tiga. I will remember that for the rest of my life because I was so new, you know, as a batch of presenters on cue to be introduced on the stage.
Azwan, you know, the landscape of television has changed so much compared to the TV3 days of Mahathir Luqman. I mean, is it safe to say that, I guess, this generation of presenters and people on TV and radio are, the product of inspiration by him?
Yeah, I hope both of you, take my word openly. I didn't mean to say bad thing about current presenters, but no one can beat Arwah, for sure. You know, he's always the legend of my icon and so on. And I think I did viral last year when I make a very quite outspoken statement that pengacara lately is all sampah. You know, so I think the whole world understand my why I make such a quite angry statement against the same issue. You know that nowadays regretting lah that we have a lot of new bash of colorful celebrities, but they can't beat our names. for sure they can beat Dato' Mahathir Lokman, they can beat Wan Zahle Harabi, you know, a lot more, you know, Christine Ling. And of course, you know, I claim myself as one of the in the row. So I believe that nowadays they are more glamour than do and don'ts on what to do on stage.
Well, Azwan, we appreciate your time and joining us on the Evening Edition. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you, BFM. All the best.
That was a TV personality, Azwan Ali, speaking to us after the passing of Dato' Mahathir Lokman. Umar, did you manage to sort of interact with him?
I've met him a couple of times when I was a lot younger. And, you know, I just remember being absolutely starstruck because, you know, he was a guy I saw growing up watching TV3. And then in my teenage years, I saw him at a school event. And it was just crazy. Like, I think I was just babbling.
Yeah, I remember going to a David Copperfield show.
Yes,
at PWTC. And he was the MC and host of the thing. And, you know, I just love it when he just does a little French. Just for kicks.
But, you know, he Azwan mentioned was so true. Mahathir Lokman had perfected and memorized the protocol in any situation, whether it was an ambassador, a king, you know, a minister. He knew exactly how to address them. There was no preparation almost required.
And if you were an MC worth your salt, you would definitely, you know, going on YouTube, copying his format, putting your own little, you know, wrinkle on it, but it was very much you know, based on this template that he created on his own.
Absolutely.
So it's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.